from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Philmore's finest, Monte Hill, the pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shafty. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Are we ready for some preseason football? I don't know if we're ready, Niner fans. Are we ready for preseason football tomorrow? Have we wrapped our heads around the fact that it all kicks off tomorrow? Now, we don't know who's playing and who's not playing, but we'll see the Niners on a football field in a game setting against the Tennessee Titans tomorrow. And I believe they're going to stay out there, if I'm not mistaken, because they're going to scrimmage. We'll ask Jake Hutchinson, our 95-70 game insider, in just a second here. By the way, shout out to our friends at Flowing Water, Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water, Plumbing and Drain. Sask, are you ready? We ready?
What do you think?
You're not ready, y'all.
I mean, why don't we have that plane go pick up Trent Williams and tell him, like, hey, dog, I need $8 more million. We know you need $8 more million. I paid you a boatload on the front end. Well, why don't you give me the $3 million back per season that you were making more than the left tackle, right? That when I gave you that deal, like, it's just, it's honestly absurd, if you had the amount of calculations.
If you had a number one pick in fantasy football, you selected Christian McCaffrey this year?
No, not with the calf injury.
Stayed away?
No. You know who's my sleeper this year?
Saquon Barkley.
No. It's Derrick Henry.
Why'd you say that out loud?
Well, because...
Actually, you know what? We should only talk fantasy football off air, because I know all our families and friends listen, and we're all in those same leagues, so you know they're taking notes.
Well, I've been crummy in fantasy football the last few years.
Yeah, I got offered. My boy...
You know why?
My boy Brian France. Shout out to Brian France. I don't know if I should even say this, but... I got a text from him the other day. He goes, B, this 10-team league that I'm in, I was in last year. He goes, it's a $1,000 buy-in. Winner take all, $10,000. You in? And I was like, oh, I got to think about it.
I thought about it, man.
I did think about it.
Why don't you just give me that $1,000?
No, I'm not giving you nothing. I want my money. I want my money now.
And it's not PPR.
Well, you know why I suck in fantasy? I hold grudges. And so when you do me dirty over the years.
You're like me in that sense.
And when you do me dirty,
yeah.
I can never. I never draft you. Undraftable. You're off my board.
I'm with that too. I do the same thing.
And neither of you guys are going to be in the 95-7 the game league this year, right?
No. I made my decision 2 years ago, and it's the most liberating thing I've ever done.
I hope Jake Hutchinson's in it.
Well, we'll get to him. Jake, we'll get to you. This is part of the roast. We boast a little before we bring you
on. 5-1-0. Henry ain't no sleeper. He's King Henry.
Hey, dog. Shut up.
He's also going to get hurt because he plays for the Ravens. That's what happens to running backs.
Exactly.
Oh, don't do
that. I'm sorry. That's just what's going to happen.
Stop it. But here's the thing. I'm in a friends, the homie league, which I've been in for 20 some odd years. And then I'm in a family league. That's it. Friends, family. I don't do work anymore. I don't do this guy's, that guy's. No. Just friends, family. It's made viewing more fun. I could streamline my teams. It's totally good. And now my strategy, as I've gotten older and older and older,
is to make both teams similar.
Try to get them as close as possible, even if I have to reach a little, not the end of the world. Because you know why? I'm in it for the fun. I'm not in it to pretend like I'm making money. Yeah. All right? I am not some, you know, Jim Cramer, buy, 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 sell, sell, sell. Got to have 18 teams, and I'm constantly rooting for and against 16 dudes.
Enough. I've heard this before.
You know where I stand
on this. Jake Hutchinson, 95-7 the game insider.
Lucas,
sorry, Jake.
You're in eight
Welcome
too
to
many
the morning
weeks.
Roast. Jake Hutchinson joins us on the River Islands guest line. He's just throwing people under the bus. You've had a role this week.
How many leagues are you in, Jake?
How many leagues are you in?
Yeah, I'm in two, contemplating joining three, and the thought of even joining three is making me a little sick. Yeah. It's just too much, man.
Thank you.
It is too much. I'm in.
He's a reasonable human.
I'm in one. My SF Players Club. Shout out to the SF Players Club. You know who you are.
Yeah, is it right on Third and Newcomb in the heart of HP?
It's in the heart of San Francisco. That league's been going on since the mid-90s. Okay. I joined the league in 01.
Back when we didn't have the internet.
Yeah, but they did pen and paper. We didn't have the internet. So they did that one. I got that league. I got my buddies in LA. I only know one person in there, but I've been in that league for 12 years somehow. And I've won that league three times, so I'm still in that league. What other league is and I think that's it. Anyway, Jake, let's talk some 49ers. Forget fantasy football.
No one cares about Bonte's leagues.
You just spitball for 5 minutes about your fantasy football process. Anyway, Jake, you see what goes on in the show. You see what happens.
I didn't get sleep last night, Jake. My wife brought the baby into the room.
I don't get sleep every day. This guy's making excuses. He can't fight through adversity. How will the Niners fight through the adversity if Brandon Ayuk? I guess my first question to you is Brandon Ayuk traveling with the team?
I would be shocked if he's going to Tennessee. I don't see the logic in him doing that, you know, unless they want to make everything uncomfortable or unless he's like, I want to make everybody uncomfortable and takes his own flight down there. I'd be pretty shocked about that. But yeah, the whole thing is, the vibes are weird on this one, fellas.
What about Trent Williams? Any concern about him not being in camp yet from the coaching staff, from other players, or are they not worried about Big Trip because he's a veteran?
Yeah, I think it's something where, like, if anybody's going to miss time in camp, like, you're not that worried about Trent Williams. But the guy is 36, and Chris Furster, you know, offensive line coach, you know, run game coordinator, he talks to us every week, and he's like, you know, he does need to practice. You know, like, even if you're Trent Williams, you got to get the rust off. So, I mean, if he's not there at all in training camp, I'd be, like, a little bit concerned. He had a pretty bad Super Bowl. I think he's a guy who doesn't need to practice very much, but it's definitely a little bit of a concern if he's not there, you know, say the week before the season starts, another Nick Bosa situation. But again, it's Trent Williams, so if, like, he is there the day before the season starts, you could probably still slot him in and he'll probably be fine.
You've been to a variety of these training camps, correct?
Yep, I've been last 5 years.
Okay. I went day one, and again, there's no fans, and it was different. There were no pads. I said to B, I go, man, it just doesn't have the same juice as it's had in years past. Do you feel me on that, or does something feel like it's lacking when you're there every day?
Yeah, no, I mean, the vibes are off a little bit. Like, let's be real. Like, for example, yesterday or 2 days ago, that's their big practice of the week. Fred Warner's out with, you know, a little bit of foot irritation. So there's, like, nobody to set the tone. You've got no Ayuk. You've got no Trent Williams. You've got no Christian McCaffrey, no Elijah Mitchell. You know, you've got receivers who are out. There's no Pearsall. There's, like, you've got no one who's really out there setting the tone. And as much as you can be like, oh, well, Brock Purdy's out there in training camp, doesn't matter. Like, they haven't had, like, I know this is wild, but, like, they haven't had, like, a real fight of camp, which I'm just saying they asked Fred Warner a couple days ago, like, have you picked anybody to pick on? And Warner was like, nope, not really. Without Ayuk out there, I haven't really been bothering anybody. And that, like, tells you all you need to know. There's not a lot of juice to this camp. It's been okay. But it's been a little boring. It's a little weird, and you can definitely feel that they've got star players who are missing out there.
Well, Jake Hutchison, our 95.7 The Game insider here on the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? I discovered the islands the other day, and let me tell you, islands are nice. Islands are really nice. Not to mention, Jake, Drake Greenlaw not being out there. Drake Greenlaw is a tone setter as well, who runs around to practices like hits people. But his replacement, it sounds like D. Winters, is now ascending in training camp. Can you talk a little about D. Winters and what he's done so far?
Yeah, no question. I would say the two guys who actually are trying to give it some juice are D. Winters and Jalen Graham. D. Winters has been absolutely everywhere. Like, he's a guy, I think he's going to be their third linebacker. Devondre Campbell will start, and then if Campbell's, you know, looking old and he just doesn't have the juice left, I could see Winters slotting into that spot because he's flying all over the place, making backfield stops left and right. And then the other guy, Jalen Graham, he's built like a Mack truck. Like, he's going to hit somebody very, very hard in the preseason. And he's the one guy who's been almost on the verge of starting fights, got into it with Juwan Jennings, I think it was yesterday. He's physical. He's mean. He's got like an edge to him and wants to prove something. So those two guys, they're trying to bring a little bit of juice, and I would keep an eye on them in this preseason game.
What's the thinnest and deepest position, or the strongest position, I guess, for the 49ers in terms of groups?
Yeah, I think what's wild is corner. Corner's their strongest position right now, which is like, I don't think I think that would have been a joke to say that any of like the past 4 or 5 years, but you look at it, and you've got Ward, you've got Lenore, Isaac Yadam looks like he's going to start on the outside if he's healthy. And Renardo Green, they've been playing him at nickel just to train him there, but with Yadam out, he's been killing it the last few days. A bunch of PBUs, block a kick. And then you've got a bunch of other guys like Rocky Sin, Daryl Luter, Sam Womack. And you're talking, those are like your fifth or sixth corners. Like, it's a really impressive group. The weakest one to me, D-line is defensive end. They literally have, you know, if we're talking depth, they have four guys. Wow. They have Bosa, they have Robert Beal, they have Leonard Floyd and Yetur Gross-Matos, and then, like, I guess Austin Bryant. But after that, they don't have any defensive ends, and I think they just signed somebody. But that group is a little concerning. Floyd's older. He's not been, like, stellar. These other guys aren't like starring. I like Gross-Matos, but outside of Bosa, who's, you know, had like 4 sacks in camp the other day, that group is, if one guy goes down, I'd be worried about that.
You know, Jake, you bring up Bosa having the 4 sacks, and I think he is in line for a monster season. He knows what happened last year, holding out to training camp and having a subpar season and being on the sideline in the Super Bowl during various plays on the final drive. But you mentioned Bosa having those 4 sacks, and I'll automatically think about Trent Williams in this offensive line and left tackle and right tackle. Are they ready? Are they prepared for life without Trent Williams if he decides not to come for week one against the New York Jets or holds out and doesn't get his new money? Jaylon Moore, where is he at right now?
No, they're not prepared for that. No.
I know, it's a very tough question.
But
where's Jaylon Moore at? Has he gotten better? Because we know he's a human turnstile at times.
He's fine for a backup tackle, you know, he's okay. But if you have him out there, and maybe it's something where he does get out there and he improves over the course of the season, but I've seen nothing to be like, ooh, maybe this guy could. No. I mean, they can talk him up all they want. I think he's done a decent job. There's been times where I've been impressed. I think if he's out there for a few games this season, you can maybe win with that. But you don't have Trent Williams. This was a lower middle of the pack offensive line. And that's with Trent Williams, who's the best offensive lineman in the game. If you don't have him, like, you're objectively like a bottom 10 at best offensive line. Like, it's going to be a major problem. And that's the whole thing with this offseason. It felt like, okay, invest in Brock Purdy, invest in weapons and building up this offense. And if you don't have Trent, you don't have IU, that's like, after week one, that's a very, very scary proposition.
All right, give me a couple guys on either side of the ball that you have your most bold stubbornness with. Like, you know, like, for example, you know, everyone's obsessed with Mike Mustafa right now, or Renardo Green, who you've referenced. Who are the two guys that are under the radar that you're going to take a big-time flyer on and you're going to be stubborn and bold with long-term with the 49ers?
Yeah, I'll start with Mustafa, man. That guy, he's the truth. Like, the question with him is, like, can he play free safety? Because at Wake Forest, you watch the tape, and he wasn't asked to play, like, free safety, just hanging out there in center field a lot. But he had the movement skills. And you watch him, he almost had two picks yesterday. One of them would have been a pick six. And so the thing with him is, like, you thought of him as just, like, a thumper, guy you can bring in the box. No. Like, he can play center field. He can range all over the place. And listen, he's a rookie. There's going to be growing pains. But the speed, the physicality, the athleticism, and, like, the trigger to get downhill and attack the ball, that guy, Jair Brown, could be a very, very good safety group if all goes right. I could also talk about Renardo Green, who I loved. I loved him coming out of the draft. I mock him to the 49ers right around that spot. But I'll go with Pearsall just because I haven't talked about him. Pearsall is a guy that I thought was an awesome pick. I was a little surprised that the 49ers went that route. But I think he is a guy, people pin him in as a slot receiver. He can play anywhere, man. Like, he's got incredible athleticism. He snaps off at the top of routes. The first day of practice, that he was actually out there, he beat Isaac Yadam like 3 or 4 yards of separation twice, once for a touchdown. Before he tweaked his shoulder, he had a great, great catch. So the question for him is, like, can you actually just stay healthy? Because if he does, I have no question he's going to be a really solid contributor. Maybe he's starting in Ayuk's place, maybe not. Either way, my concern with him is health. If he can stay healthy, I think he's going to be a very good player in this league for a long time.
Jake Hutchinson here on the River Islands guest line on the Morning Roast here on 95.7 The Game. Couple quick ones for you here. Backup quarterback. We obviously know Brock Purdy's starting, and he's going to be the starter for the foreseeable future. But who's winning that competition between Brennan Allen, Joshua Dobbs, and Tanner Mordecai?
Yeah, winning is a strong term for what I've been seeing from those guys.
Oh, boy.
Brandon Allen, it's not great. I mean, I would
say... Jake, before you finish.
Yeah.
Brandon Allen backed up Joe Burrow, though. It's a joke.
Yeah, he did.
That's all he did.
What I'd say about those guys, Brandon Allen... He looked fine to start camp. He's looking less and less convincing. He had a ball that just, like, hung up there forever that Ronnie Bell somehow caught yesterday. He's not really impressive. Josh Dobbs, what I will say, he started out terrible. I was like, this guy might get cut. Genuinely. Like, he wasn't getting guys in the right place on offense. He was throwing ducks left and right. And I'm not saying, like, he's blowing the doors off the place, but he has looked a lot better. He looks like he's starting to get a feel for it, sort of like, you know, he knows what he's doing. So in my view, I feel like he, you know, maybe they start with Brandon Allen just in terms of understanding the offense, you know, in a pinch. But I think if Purdy were to be out for any extended time, I would bet it would be Dobbs just because of the upside. And with Allen, you don't have a lot of it. And then Tanner Mordecai, you know, we just have not seen all that much of him. I would expect that he's the odd man out and maybe you try and get him to the practice squad. But, yeah, right now I think out of those guys, Dobbs has been more impressive as of late.
Are the Niners going to be staying? Are they doing the joint practices next week with the Saints, Jake?
Yeah, they're going down to L.A. I want to say it's Thursday and Friday. It's weird because they go down to L.A. in Irvine to practice with the Saints, and then they fly back to play at Levi's, which is just bizarre.
So they're going to fly back home to the Bay Area and then fly down to L.A., scrimmage, and then fly back up to the Bay Area.
Yeah, because at their practice facility, they don't have enough space to accommodate, you know, joint practices, so they're heading down to the Saints in Irvine and then flying back.
Oh, gosh.
Well, there's a joke in there that Levi's is closer to LAX than it is SFO.
Jake Hutchinson, man. Hey, really good stuff, man. We'll talk to you next. Are you going down to Irvine?
I'm not going to be down at Irvine, okay. But I'll be around camp.
All right,
until this thing gets gone.
Yeah, we'll be catching up with you, man. Really good job, Jake.
Good stuff, Jake.
Proud of you, man. Good stuff, Jake.
Jake, appreciate you guys having me on.
Thanks. Yep, anytime, Jake. Anytime. Jake's a good guy, man. We're gonna have him back on. That was smooth. That's so weird. Jake Hutchinson joined us on the River Islands guest line. So we're gonna fly to Tennessee. You're going to come back, practice a couple days, then fly down to L.A., scrimmage with the Saints in Irvine, and then fly back up. Now, the joke, there's a lot of jokes there. And you already know what happens when the Niners struggles. There's one thing you can count on when the 49ers lose games and struggle. Blame the stadium. That's when the stadium vitriol starts. You already know what time it is. You already know.
Well,
blame the stadium.
That's page two. You know what page one is.
What's page
Parag.
One? Parag Marate is page one. Page two is the stadium and the fact that they built the stadium knowing that, hey, you may be scrimmaging teams, but we don't have enough space to accommodate
favorite.
Another football team. Every other team in the league has space to accommodate another football team, and we don't have space to even scrimmage in Santa Clara with another team. That is crazy.
But we built three locker rooms in case the Raiders wanted to move into Levi's.
Oh, my God. You already know if they struggle, stadium talk's coming. 888-957-9570.
You know what? This is year 10.
Yeah, I know.
It was so funny. I remember when they moved down to Santa Clara, everyone's like, they're going to be there forever. Downtown has no room whatsoever to build anything. San Francisco, 10 years later, there's lots of room to build whatever you want. Downtown's dead. If you had to bet in our lifetime, how many more Niner stadiums do we get?
Oh, they're going to be back in the city. They'll be back in the city once. They'll be back in the city.
I don't know if I'm going to go as aggressive as the city, but I do believe we'll get at least one more stadium in our life.
Yeah, no, I think they'll be back in the city.
How do you think that starts? We need more funding.
The next decade. I mean, we just watched the Texas Rangers. I know it's Texas. The ballpark at Arlington was only open for 25 years. The Braves, Turner Field, which is made for the Olympics.
Was it 19 years?
Made for the Olympics, Turner Field, and they converted it to a baseball stadium. And I was like, oh, well, we need to move closer to the suburbs. And so they got a new stadium. Everybody's renovating. The Cleveland Browns just put out a model for a new dome stadium, which is dumb. You're in Cleveland. Use your home field advantage. Use the weather to your home field advantage or to your advantage.
Yeah.
All that inclement weather. But I think the Niners are going to be back in the city, whether it's by the Cow Palace, which I've always wanted, by the drive-in theater, tear that down, or, you know, downtown's pretty empty these days. What the hell's going to have with the Westfield Shopping Mall in Bloomfield? I'll put a stadium right there. I don't give a damn. Right there on Market Street. Everybody gets off the Bay Bridge. You got BART. You got Muni Transportation. If they're talking about building a soccer stadium down here at the Westfield Mall, which is down a block from our studio, why not just tear it down and go all in?
No, the spot is, to me, the best spot in terms of ingress, egress, all that crud, and getting as many freeways as possible. If you're talking about in the city limits or around it, it's the Brisbane Cow Palace, Daly City, San Francisco.
I've always loved that, but
now you have 280, 101.
Yeah, but you know what, though? My brain's starting to work. You could shut down the traffic. San Francisco knows how to shut down traffic. They do know how to do that well. Westfield Shopping Center.
Yeah, I'm good.
Tear it down.
I'm good off.
Tear it down. I got Muni. Yeah. I have BART. I have 101. Yeah. I have Caltrain. I've got everything right there. Oh, my Lord. You could build it right here downtown. You're right in the heart of the city. And you could walk to Oracle Park to check in the doubleheader with the Giants and the Niners. Oh, I love that. I love that. That's how you clean the streets up. If you're worried about homeless people, gotta keep them out.
This morning, I'm coming down 6th Street, and I told you I was in a bad mood because of what happened with the baby. And there was some fentanyl folders that were walking across the street. Walking is a very subjective term. They were like stumbling across the street, and I just slammed the horn on, like, get out of the way. I am smashing through. Stop it.
The homeless people don't bother nobody, man.
They do.
I walk by them all the time.
In the morning, they're all like fluttering.
No, they're not. They're not bothering nobody.
Sixth in America.
I walk by them, too. They're in the car all the time. Oh, gosh. Stop.
The light sequencing on 6th is disgusting.
Stop. Why are you driving down 6th Street in the first place? It's been like that for 35
years.
Light
sequencing takes.
It is. Right. No, I'm not joking.
Come on,
the
man.
Light sequencing horrific.
That's up there at the Great Highway.
Are you serious?
There's no worse. Well, by the way, Great Highway, keep the Great Highway open for commuters. I'm fighting that campaign with them. I'm a part of that. They DM me on Instagram.
No.
They did me on Instagram and said, Bonte Hill, thank you very much. You guys want me to out there protest to keep the Great Highway open? I'm all here. I'm here. I'm available, baby. I'm available. The worst slice sequencing in San Francisco is Embarcadero.
Well, yeah, but that's talking awful. About you don't need every half block of crackheads. You don't need to have lights. I'm just a newsflash.
Oh, my gosh. So I feel safer when there's a crackhead on my corner. I do feel safer because they don't bother nobody. They're just smoking their crack and doing whatever they do. They're in their old world. You know what I'm saying?
What is going on here?
In America, they're on Mars somewhere.
Crack tweaking is so out. 10 years
You know what I'm saying?
It's fentanyl, so fentanyl,
whatever it is. Yeah. I don't know. I don't keep up with drugs. Come I'm a drug-free type of dude. But listen.
Stop it.
Hey, what you want? Stop signs on 6th Street?
No.
You want stop signs on 6th Street?
You don't need on Crack Alley and Fentanyl, you know, Boulevard. You don't need a light on every half corner on 6th Street. They're just being real.
What do you think? They're going to jump on your car and break your windows and snatch you out?
No, I'm just saying you don't need lights.
What's the Will Smith movie? What's the Will Smith movie where he's stuck in a house? What's that movie?
I Am Legend?
I Am Legend. Yeah, you think a bunch of I Am Legends are going to start jump on your truck and get out of here. Let me take your transmission. Crack Fentanyl. Do you want to do color of the week or you want to break? David in San Francisco. Let's go to David Spadoni. David, what's happening?
Oh, boy. It's not a raise when everybody else in your field is making more money. That's not.
That is
the value of a contract, if you understand contract.
I do understand. He's under contract for $14 million. He's under contract for $14 million. If he gets, let's just say, $28, $29 million and not the $30 million, is that not an increase?
Can I finish talking, though?
Make a good point, then.
Go ahead, David.
Because you can be one of those big... You're on the air and you talk, but you won't do that in person. So calm down.
Okay.
Calm down.
Okay.
Calm down.
Well, then make a point. Make a point.
That was the color of the week. I didn't prove
no
that.
No point was made.
I didn't prove that. Call it to the board, girls, and if your call is better than...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The rest. You could be named caller of the week, too. What's coming up in the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Golden State Warriors and Team USA, will join us live in Perry at 9 a.m. right here on the Morning Rose. He'll join us live at 9 a.m. on the Morning Rose. But coming up next, 5-play Shasky has to see with the backups tomorrow in Tennessee. That's coming up here on the Roast.
This is Steve Kerr, and you're listening to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
He'll join us at 9 o'clock. Talk to Steve, head coach of the Golden State Warriors, and of course, Team USA as they survived against Serbia yesterday, 95-91. They were down 17. And they went to the three legends, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, and of course, our very own Stephen Curry, alongside Joel Embiid, who shouldn't be scoffed at. He had some big-time shots, some timely shots, threes, mid-range. He was unbelievable. And then Devin Booker just playing his role, swinging that ball, playing defense, hit a timely three from the top of the key to cut it to a five-point game. What a game that was. That was riveting stuff right there. You heard Steph after the game, man. It's most fun he's had in a very, very long time. So we'll talk to the head coach about everything there at 9 o'clock. Steve Kerr coming up at 9 o'clock right here on the Morning Roast. But in the meantime, it is preseason football happening tomorrow. We got to get out the doldrums, man. We got to get ready to play. We have to get ready to play. Before you know it, September 9th, we'll be here. And they'll be playing the New York Jets. And there's no, hey, what's happening with IU Katrina? To hell with that. We're playing football at that point. But we got to get ready for this. Tennessee tomorrow. All right? Nashville, Tennessee. And we're probably not going to see Purdy. Probably not going to see a lot of starters. But still, Shasky wants to see five plays ran tomorrow. Now, I'm guessing it's going to be a very vanilla game plan. But if it was Coach Shasky, we're probably going to get a couple double reverses, some trick plays, some flea flickers. Just go show it. Now, let me ask you before you come up with your five plays.
I love a good pop pass.
I know you love a good pop pass to the tight end. Do you play preseason on Madden? Do you play your preseason games?
Well, that's a complicated answer. How in their primes is my team? Like, if my quarterback's a rookie, I'm playing with him right away.
No doubt.
Just drafting him. Got to use him. If I've got a rookie running back, I might simulate to when I have offense and then, you know, just get him some looks, you know, and see what he looks like with the ones.
Right.
You know, and then get some stats against them twos and threes. It depends.
By the way, you'd be proud of me. I beat Georgia in the playoffs.
Third game.
LSU, third. I'm 2-1 against them in a winning natty.
All right, now look, during the regular season, every Friday, I'm going to give you the five plays that I want to see Shanahan run for X, Y, and Z reasons. And I showcased this before the Super Bowl last year. I think I got 4 out of 5. Did I not?
What do you mean?
Of the plays that I said that I wanted ran in the Super Bowl, I believe I got at least 4 out of 5.
I don't remember what the plays were, Shasky.
I hate you.
What, I'm supposed to remember your five plays?
Because they were incredible plays.
I don't remember the plays. And then talk about February. I can't even remember where I put my wallet half the time.
I called the George Kittle little like fake play action where he pretends like he's blocking and then Purdy spins back around, boots a little to the dump off to Kittle. I talked about
the fake play action. He only had two catches for 4 yards in the Super Bowl.
They ran that play.
What did he get, a 1 yard gain?
Yeah, it was like 4.
No, he got the first down for 3 yards.
That was on the fourth down.
Yeah, and I think he got 3 yards.
They want to keep it simple.
Yeah, he got 3.
I believe he got called back.
He had 2 catches, 4 yards.
Well, no, that play went down. Maybe I did that in a trick game. Anyway, regardless, whenever I unveiled it, it all happened.
All five plays happened?
Mm-hmm.
You just said 4 out of 5.
Well, maybe
so
it was 5.
So what is it? All right. I'm not going to argue with it. I don't know. I don't remember. I'm sorry. But if you did, credit to you.
All right, give me some music.
As a matter of fact, you should be in the booth then.
I mean, if Parag's going to be in the booth challenging plays, throw me in there too.
I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
All right, on the outside looking in, because it's defense and not offense, I need a Mike Mustafa blitz. I just want to see him come off the edge. Don't you? And then I want to see him fake blitz, where he shows it, you know, at the line of scrimmage, and the quarterback's like, no, 31. I think he's number 31. 31, right there. I see him. He's coming off the edge. And then you drop back in coverage. Can he do that? I want to see him backpedal. I want to see him backpedal off the edge. That I definitely want to see.
Wait. You want him to blitz off the edge?
At one time.
And then you want to see him backpedal?
I want to see him fake blitz and then drop back in coverage.
Okay, gotcha.
I just want to see it.
Gotcha.
I want to see it.
All right.
What, you don't like that?
Oh, I love it. I'm listening. I love it.
Outside looking in. Plays I want to see. Now, again, this is a special team, so it's a little different. Jake Moody, I'm still not 100% sold on you. I need Jake Moody to have a perfect preseason.
Wait.
Remember, he missed a PAT.
He also made 250-plus yard field goals.
No doubt, but he missed a PAT.
He missed two...
He missed a PAT.
Okay, not in that game. He made, let me see, he made the first
longest field goal ever until 55-yard
field goal.
Yeah.
And then he made a 53-yard field goal. Mm-hmm. And then he made a 27-yard field goal in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Still not sold.
Okay, all right, you're not sold?
Well, I mean, if we're going to do that with Purdy, I might as well do it with Jake Moody, for Christ's sake. I mean, come on. Outside looking in. All right. Play number five.
Wait, we're at number three.
Well, no, that was outside looking in.
Oh, sorry.
OLI.
Oh, my bad.
Number five.
Wait a minute.
What?
All right.
What?
So we just had three plays of outside looking in, and now we're going to run five. So really, you're just giving us eight plays that you want to watch.
Well, those are three honorable mentions.
Yes. They're on a bubble. Mentions. This is bracketology, Bonte,
exactly.
All right?
Outside looking in. Okay. Do you not
Joe
get
Joe Lunardi over here.
It's preseason. The roster's a little bit bigger than
like
the regular
Adam
season.
Like Adam Myers, I give you some for free.
I stand back.
It's a little taste. Number five, can you give it to me again?
Number five.
First play of the game. It's very simple. I formation. Got my fullback out there. And Juice, because you squeezed me to still be paid the highest paid fullback, I'm suiting you up in this one. So I've got Brandon Allen under center. I got Jordan Mason in the backfield. I formation. And then you go motion as the fullback starts to slowly... As I shuffle to the left, I'm going over left tackle, left guard. Jordan Mason... Power left. Very simple. Very simplistic. I want to see Jalen Moore at left tackle do the most basic play in the Shanahan offense, which they ran to death over and over, which is run the ball to the left side over left tackle and left guard.
55 blast sounds like 25 blast, whatever they named the running backs, whatever number system. As I watched the hideout, it was 55 blast.
That show starts at 10.
54 blast. No, it's good. Hey, no, you're going over plays. Apparently, the show's now.
Number four.
Number four.
I want to see one of the two youngsters, if they play in this game, run this play multiple times. And this is one that you see they'll run with Debo, they'll run with Ayuk, they'll run with Kittle. All right? Same formations, if you will, but... What you end up doing is essentially quarterback play action to one side, flip around on the boot, and you got the long drag, a.k.a. the little crosser, and I'm going to flip the hips, whether it's Josh Dobbs, Tanner Mordecai, or whether it's my guy, Brandon Allen, and I want to flip the ball to Ricky Pearsall or Cowan. Just let them touch it. Let them feel it. Let them get that ball. Go out of bounds. Fall down 4 or 5 yards. Just put it in your hands and let's go. You know what play I'm talking about. They run it with Ayuk and Debo all the time.
Feels like an old show I was on right now. This is great. This is my wheelhouse. Afternoon delight. All right, keep going.
Number three.
Number three.
I need a very simple play, okay? It's a little overplay that you see the Niners run over and over and over again. It's where that linebacker is in coverage against a slot receiver, and you have to make that beautiful touch pass that Jimmy struggled with and Brock Purdy nails all the time. But I want to see which backup quarterback could throw it, because to me, this is the difference between being able to play in a Shanahan offense or not. And it's all three quarterbacks are going to have to run it. It's the intermediate pass on the play-action rollout, and preferably to Ricky Pearsall, because I want to see him touch the ball, and I want to see him make this play with one of these quarterbacks, because if heaven forbid, Brock Purdy go down for one game, I want to know which one of these guys could truly run a staple of the Shanahan offense.
I like
underneath
it.
The safety, over the linebacker, you know which one I'm talking about. A little overplay.
707 Mikey Dubs, Xfinity Mobile Text Line. I'm going to need a King of the Hill rankings of Joe's plays. That's pretty funny.
I like that. That's number two.
Funny. Not going to happen
today. All right, now I know it's preseason, so it's special teams. Guys, I can't talk about the last 15 years of 49er football without talking about who the hell is returning kicks and punts? What? Who? Who's back there?
Do you want a reverse on the punt return?
No. I just want to see them actually catch the ball. Thank you, Ray McLeod. Catch the ball. And I want to see what these kick returns look like. Who's going to be back there? Is it going to be Trent Taylor? Because I'm going to be real with you. I have zero faith in Trent Taylor. Like, who's it going to be?
Might be Trent Taylor.
Isn't that something might you're interested Ronnie in Bell. Seeing?
Ronnie Bell. Might be Jacob Cowan.
Fonte, who's the punt returner right now?
We don't know.
Who's your punt?
Trent Taylor, Ronnie Bell, or Jacob Cowan. We're a month out from the season.
Hasn't Debo been lobbying to return some kicks, too?
He does return some punts sometimes.
Yeah,
he does.
I'm not suiting Debo up in this game.
That's tough.
All right, and the number one play that I have to see late in the game, fourth quarter time, you know, when everybody's not tuned in, real football heads, guys that watch film like you and me and Baldy, I got to see a nice fullback dive. What? What?
I'm not saying
it. It ain't the preseason and the fourth quarter without Shanahan trying to ice the game with 10 minutes to go with a couple of fullback dives.
Oh, man.
That fool absolutely nobody, too.
That's my favorite one.
Every time they get stuffed, it feels
my favorite one.
Oh, well, they used to run a gun run on fourth and one. They'd be like, why are we running the gun run? It never works. Got stuffed in New Orleans, got stuffed in Miami, against Miami. I remember the gun runs. Like it was yesterday. You're running the gun run with Jerick McKinnon right up the. Like, what? Air to goal line defense, dude. All right, anyway. Those are Shasky's five plays he must see.
Yay!
And then outside the lines, you got three honorable mention plays.
Yes, absolutely.
Might as well just script it to 15.
Well, I mean just, sometimes you got to throw the script away.
Don't like tempt him.
Like Steve Kerr did yesterday.
I'm not a GM, even though I'd love to be one.
I mean, seriously. But like for example, all of my plays are because I want to see into the future of the regular season. So, for example, number five, where the fullback goes in motion, where he's kind of like, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They run it to the left side. Like, I want to see Jordan Mason run the most basic Christian McCaffrey play because you got to kind of slow your steps down, find the hole, cut back up, and accelerate through the lane. And I want to see what the left tackle looks like. Like, the guy who's playing in place of Trent Williams, because we don't have Trent Williams right now, I want to see what that guy looks like. And left guard Aaron Banks, I'm assuming he's not going to play, so maybe it'll be one of the youngsters. Maybe it'll be Burford. I don't know. Like, to me, I kind of like that play. Number four, the little play-action cross. You know which one I'm talking about. Flip the hips, make the throw. Can Dobbs do that?
I'm imagining these plays as I'm playing NCAA or like Tecmo Bowl, where you got your four plays up top, your four plays on the bottom, or maybe even PlayStation, like NCAA, you got your three plays or whatnot. I'm envisioning that right now.
All right. And then the number three, like the intermediate pass, you know exactly which pass I'm talking about. All right. You know which one I'm talking about. It's that little like lob touch throw that you have to make as they're coming over and across the formation. You've got a linebacker guarding you. The minute you see the numbers on the linebacker, boom, you're hitting that little lob throw and you got to fit it into a window that's catchable where your receiver is going to take a hit in that one, but it's got to be underneath the safety. Like that is where Brock Purdy excels. Yep. And so for one of these backups, like if you want to play in this offense, you have to hit that throw consistently. And then obviously the kick return game is very important.
No screen passes?
No, I know we're going to get a healthy dose of Ronnie Bell on the smoke screens.
Smoke screens, wide receiver screens, bubble screens.
If I had one play for Ricky Pearsall to make, what would you like to see?
Oh, I would like to see him. I want to see him run a post corner route. I want to see the wiggle. I want to see him run the 10-yard post, break in, and I want to see that footwork and athleticism, and then break to that corner. Boom. Give me a nice little post corner. You pump on the post, and then he goes to the corner. Now, I don't know if the quarterback's going to be able to get it there, but I would love that. I would love that.
I love how triggered people get by me coming up with these plays. We all know these. Like, I don't pretend to know the names triggered? Of the plays.
Don't worry about
that. Everyone
the,
just relax. Don't and I'm saving the good stuff, the good stuff
don't worry
for
about
the regular
internet.
Season.
Don't worry
I'm,
about
I'm like Kyle, all right? I show you
that.
The vanilla stuff come preseason so that come regular season, all the good stuff hits. And we lead the league like they did last year in big plays.
Possibly.
All right, I see the chat box here. Steve Kerr's going to join us for about 10 minutes. He only has 10 minutes for us. 10 minutes, Steve Kerr. So, in 14 minutes or 13 minutes, we'll have Steve Kerr on for 10 minutes, which would be a lot of fun here on the Morning Roast. He'll join us on the River Islands guest line. But five plays, preseason football. Anybody else? 888-957-9570. Any player you're eager to watch tomorrow? See, I'm eager to watch D-Winners. I want to see D-Winners tomorrow. Is he ready to pick up the slack for Dre Greenlaw? Because I'm not counting on Dre Greenlaw to be Dre Greenlaw this season, coming off that Achilles tear. Now, I could be wrong. But I want to see D-Winter tomorrow. I'm really intrigued to see what he does, sideline to sideline, playing next. I doubt Fred Warner's going to play, but I want to see Winters. I want to see how he plays tomorrow. That's the guy I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, for me, it's the young secondary. I want to see Tig. I want to see, you know, obviously Odom's been killing it at practice. I want to see Mustafa. I want to see Renardo Green. I'm assuming D'Amanor and Charvarius won't play, so we'll get a good look at like Sammy Womack and some of those guys in the secondary. And to your point about the young linebackers, I think they're going to be huge in the whole preseason. I think they have big opportunities to see spots with Greenlaw out.
I wonder if... I wonder, man, if Pearsall doesn't play, that stinks. If Pearsall doesn't play, then I'm eager to see Tanner Mordecai and these backup quarterbacks. Because I know what Josh Dobbs brings to the table. I know what Brendan Allen brings to the table. But I don't see this Tanner Mordecai kid. Did Kyle find another gem at the quarterback spot or Brian Greasy? Guess we can give him some credit for this because he got the credit for Brock Purdy. Which backup quarterback is really going to shine out?
So when you say that, like, what are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking for a feel, right? Command of the huddle, command of the line of scrimmage, footwork, anticipation. Do you see the throw? Now, this preseason is going to be choppy. You don't have a lot of reps with a lot of these guys. But just does he look like a pro quarterback? And everything that comes with being a pro quarterback, footwork, stance, drop back, command of the huddle. I don't want to see you on a run play. I don't want to see you going the wrong way. It's like, uh-oh. Or when you're running a play-action pass, and you see sometimes quarterbacks go the wrong way, and they're faking a nobody instead of running backs over here. Dude, those little things there, those little things that a quarterback needs to do, that's what I look for, especially in the preseason.
This feels like the least anticipated of the preseason games in a long time.
Well, because you got a lot of noise. You got a lot of noise outside. You have a lot of noise.
Like last year, you had the whole element of like Brock Purdy's elbow. You had Trey Lance fighting for his career. You had Sam Darnold, where there was more name recognition than maybe any of the backup quarterbacks. So you were obviously looking at all of that. And there was the whole Bosa not here element. But this one, it just doesn't. It feels like on the field doesn't feel as important as in years past.
Kyle Brandt and Peter Schrager talked about that distraction that is going on in Niners camp right now.
Ownership. Typically, as fans, you think the owners get involved with the quarterback contracts, the quarterback drafting. It is now 8-8. It's August 8th. This is not a great look for the Niners. It's not a great thing they have going on. We need a resolution. At some point, does somebody say, pay him or get him out of here now? And does that come from the boss man? We got to end this thing.
It's amazing because this is supposed to be their year. They got so close. They got to overtime. It's supposed to be their year. I don't think any of them anticipated it would be sitting here on August 8th. And it's not us hyping up the Niners, saying, look at all the talent they have and look what they can do. It's every time the Niners come up, it's talking about their number two wide receiver, talking about this guy and his contract. It's fascinating. Kyle, that guy over there in the top right, he lets these guys make the decisions and lets them operate. But to your point, I think there has to be a deadline at some point. We don't want this thing dragging on to the regular season.
When's the deadline? Now, TJ Husmanzadeh, who was really good with Willard Dibbs yesterday, really good. He wants Shanahan to fix the situation.
I just want the 49ers to realize what they have and Kyle Shanahan fix this situation. Like, you can't have – like, it really is disheartening when other teams, plural, are willing to pay you so much more than your own team, but you're still willing to take less to stay with your own team. Figure that out, because y'all did this with DeForest Buckner. Y'all remember that, right? They traded him to the Colts and drafted Javon Kinlaw because he was supposed to be the answer. And I'm probably guessing if DeForest Buckner was still with the Niners these last few years, they may have a Super Bowl. He was that good up front. And so don't just think you can draft a guy and replace a guy. Like, it's not that easy. And the Niners have been really, really good without Buckner. But they may have a Super Bowl if they had him. So don't let a total of $5, $6 million cost you a Super Bowl.
It's possible. It is possible. That's TJ Husmanzadeh. He believes Brandon Ayuk wants to be here. I believe Brandon Ayuk wants to be here. You know, you hear that he moved his entire family out here to San Francisco in the offseason. So it's lingering, man. And it's got in this training camp, in which we're supposed to be excited. Like I was thinking about last year when we were at the Hilton Hotel Shasta, getting ready for the journey. And that training camp, okay, is Brock practicing? Perfect. But there was a lot of juice. There was a lot of excitement. And we wanted to get back to Philadelphia. We wanted to pay them back for the way they lost that game. And it was Operation Vegas. And damn it, they got to Vegas and you lose on the last play of overtime. We get it. And it's heartbreaking fashion. Trust me. We were depressed all week. Hell, I'm still depressed thinking about that damn game. It's taken me 5 months to get over that game. Well, not even get over it. Just to compartmentalize it. Damn, they didn't win against the Chiefs. Now we got to talk about it again. But it just feels like we're running in molasses right now. We're so lethargic when it comes to the practice energy, the way the fans are talking about the team, the expectations. Nobody's even talking about expectations. We're just talking about trying to get some guys into camp.
Do you, like, TJ is saying it's on the owner. Do you think it's more on the owner or more on Kyle?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I'm going
to
give Jed the benefit of the doubt when I don't think a lot of people will.
Well, he's paid a lot of money. Because
I feel like Kyle Shanahan runs things.
Yeah.
Like Kyle went to Jed, don't you feel like Jed would... I mean, Jed said he would pay whatever quarterback, whatever it took, because Kyle, he believed in Kyle.
He reset the market.
I feel like he's put his money where his mouth is the last couple of years.
Yes.
Like, I know a lot of people don't like Jed for X, Y, and Z reasons, whatever. I've had my own beefs over the years, but... I feel like he's allowed Kyle Shanahan to pretty much run things the way he wants to run
them. I'm with you. I'm with you. Maybe it is on Shanahan. Maybe it is on him. That's why.
I mean, doesn't the buck stop there?
Right. That's why TJ Houshmandzadeh said this.
I told him this. Like, if I got a pick, I'm staying with the Niners. Why wouldn't you? And so it's up to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. And hold up. What's the owner's name?
Jed York.
Jed York. You listen to this, Jed York. Make it happen, Jed York. Jed York, make it happen. Don't let feelings come into place when it's business. You can't let your feelings get in the middle of business. Get it done. It sucks when another team appreciates your talent more than the team that drafted you. Because, we want you. Well, show me. Why you want me to take less? You're not giving anybody else less. You didn't give any. Who else played on their five contract? Bosa didn't. Debo didn't. Why do I have to? Players look at things like that. And you just want to be fairly compensated. B.A. had 105 targets. I believe CeeDee Lamb led the league in 171 targets, I believe. So he had 66 more targets than B.A. I believe he had 400 yards, little give or take 400 yards. So out of those 66 targets, B.A.'s probably going to catch at worst 40 of them. He would have led the league in yards. He would have led the league. And so you have a good player that wants to be there, and he's probably done some things along this process that you don't like, as have you. Figure it out, Jed York. You the man that's signing the checks, baby. Get it done.
Maybe it's a Kyle thing. Maybe it's a Kyle thing. And it just feels like it's just a matter of time before he is traded, because the way the players are talking, like the way they're talking, he's already gone. From McCaffrey to Kittle to Bosa to Warner to Debo, it's like B.A.'s as good as gone. So if he moved his family in the offseason to San Francisco, man, that's got to stink. That's got to stink. So who's this on? What is it over? You know, here's the deal about the Patriots and what they offered, and TJ Houshmandzadeh speaks about that.
It may have been a little more than 32. Now, you got a team willing to pay you that much, and you're not even asking that much from your own team. Like, come on, man. At this point, it's like, I'm sure the Niners are pissed. They're ready for it to be over. And I'm sure B.A. is pissed and ready for it to be over. Just come back together and find something that works. Like 28. You wouldn't give him $28 million a year, but you'd give him 26? Over the course of 3 years, that's $6 million. Like, in the world of football and a grant, that's nothing. And so, yeah, I know you have Trent Williams to worry about and Brock Purdy next year, but... if Brandon Ayuk is not on the Niners, they're still going to be a very good team. I don't believe they're in an NFC championship game.
And that's the thing. I do believe that they'll be a good team with Ayuk, but I don't know what the ceiling is without Brandon Ayuk in a downfield passing game.
If we take it at face value, it's 26, take it or leave it. And he says, no, I'd rather leave it. And it is over like $1 million in one direction or the other. People are going to be really pissed about this.
I think more people will be pissed at B.A. Like, you traitor. You could have played for 20. Yeah, I'm just.
I think it'll be pretty split.
I don't know if it is. I know. I feel like it feels like a lot of people, because what you always say is $26 million to normal folks who work the 9-to-5, blah, blah, blah. I think a lot of people would be angry at Brandon Ayuk. They have to say that he ruined the season and that he was selfish and greedy and he's a diva wide receiver. I'm already seeing reporters tweet out that he's a diva wide receiver.
Yeah, I don't
Jamar agree Chase
with that.
Hasn't practiced one time. CeeDee Lamb hasn't even showed up to camp. The Bengals, you've heard nothing from the Bengals, and Jamar Chase hasn't practiced at all.
Jamar, I mean, again, they're all different cases. It's like Jamar's been A1 since day one. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I mean, he's.
But
he's,
part of the reason why BA wasn't A1 since day one, you had the pandemic, and then two, for whatever reason, he was in the doghouse, which I think maybe that's in the back of Brandon Ayuk's mind. I was like, dude, you put me in a doghouse.
Well,
I don't know Shanahan's and Brandon Ayuk's
relationship. I don't know what you know led what I'm to that. Maybe it was his own doing. And
I'm talking
part.
About the. I'm talking about know. The now.
What?
I'm talking about the now. And Brandon Ayuk was a second team All Pro. He was one of the six best wide receivers in football last year.
But Hushmanzadeh is bringing up Deebo Samuel, and I just look. If you're going to bring up, like, well, Deebo got paid a year, or, like, Deebo didn't have the fifth year guarantee.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.